The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, the people on the side of abortion certainly have been busy since Friday's decision. Apoplectic in many ways, and amazing what celebrities are saying and elected officials, Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago at some fest, some concert thing there, saying that Clarence Thomas can go blank himself. I mean, really nasty, satanic, dark, depraved, reprobate mind level stuff. And I saw another picture of a mom with her two kids and her husband and said, "Don't force this on anyone." I'm like, well, that's us sending a nice message to your children. And so the Night of Rage and Jane's Revenge, all that stuff that we were mentioning on Friday, wasn't quite as bad as I expected it to be, but it's early, right? And so we'll see as this continues to go on, trigger states that have laws in place once Roe fell have begun enacting immediately banning abortions. I read a story over the weekend, literally Friday in the middle of the day, right after the Supreme Court decision came down, there was an abortion clinic in Texas, and they had 10 or 11 or 12 moms in there, and one mom they had already taken to the back and was laying down. And they had to come in and tell them, hey, listen, here in Texas, there's a trigger law and things revert back to where we were. And it's actually considered a crime if we go through with this. So we have made a decision that we have to cancel all these abortions that day. And of course, for them, that was a loss of revenue and a shot to their pride because they had it their way for the past almost 50 years. But for me, reading that article, I was just praising the Lord that those 10, 11, or 12 little children would have a chance at life. We don't know what the story is there after they were asked to leave. But praise God that there will be some differences made around the country, especially in states that ban abortion or ban most abortions. And then the other parts of the country will go full bore. And it will be a Cambodian killing field in California, in New York, in Oregon, in other states in the Northeast, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, certainly out west, like I mentioned, Portland, Oregon, and California. Those places are just going to be a killing field. So I don't know what the overall numbers of abortion in the next year or two or three. I would say it's a new phase in the fight. And at least we can take away that card from the pro-abortion crowd. A constitutionally protected right. I mean, they're going to keep saying that. But now they're going to have to, at some point, begin to make a new case because they can't say it's constitutionally protected in the meantime. They can complain about it, but go, okay, that was then. What about now? It's no longer constitutionally protected. But what it should be, okay, but it's not. So what else do you have? Give me another excuse, another reason, another application of your failed logic to try to convince us that it's okay for a mom to unfortunately go to the point that she's willing to hire a quote-unquote doctor in order to kill the baby. Most of the time, just a matter of convenience. And not, as always, not degrading the difficult nature of all of that, the heartbreak involved in all that, certainly the damage that's done before, during, and after. But you must speak the truth and call it what it is. And so we always have and always will. But I am curious, given the weekend and what you've seen, what's your reaction to all of this? Like I said, I was out with my friends at Love Life at the abortion clinic on Saturday, and a joyful, exuberant group of Christians there for the first time, finally, after 50 years for many people, praying that long and getting engaged and giving and serving and hoping to finally see that come to pass. It was just miraculous and breathtaking. I think I'm still a little bit in shock over it. And that was great. I didn't notice anything on the other side of the street where the abortion folks were working and volunteering and trying to shelter the moms going in there here in North Carolina. It's still legal. It's going to take some more winning of elections here to turn that around. But I'm curious what your reaction's been to this. How are you feeling What are you experiencing? What have you seen? What kind of conversations have you had? What do you think now that Roe versus Wade has been reversed? And by the way, if you have some serious concerns and you're more pro-choice, I'm not going to be rude to you. I'm not going to beat you up. I most likely would counter some of your positions, but I'll try to do that with respect and decency and patience and gentleness. So never be afraid to call in here. I don't play bloodsport games, but I'm curious for all of you out there. We're hearing from celebrities. We're hearing from TikTok people. We're hearing from elected officials. We're hearing from the mainstream media. We're hearing from all of those folks, but we don't get a chance very often. Just hear from regular people like you and me. So I want to give you that chance today to reflect. How are you feeling? What do you think? What do you think's ahead? Where are we at with respect to the overturn of Roe versus Wade just this past Friday, which I praise the Lord for from the top of the mountains? 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Your thoughts, your reactions to the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Positive, negative, somewhere in the middle. Are you still in a state of shock or disbelief? And I shared an article from Not the Bee, which is actually the serious side of the Babylon Bee. And I'll read that today if I have time, and then we will talk to David Fisher at the end of the show. But 866-348-7884 to share your reaction to the overturning of Roe versus Wade this past Friday. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go real quick to Monique calling in from North Carolina. Hi, Monique. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
God bless you, brother. Of course, I'm very thankful for the decision. I was listening to Michael Brown. One lady talking about her church didn't celebrate. That's a whole other phone call with the church trying to not be, quote, offensive and very irritating anti-scripture things. I think all the apostles offended someone. But the things, it's not even a deep art issue, intellectual issue to me. And forgive me if it's been out there, but I just hadn't listened. I don't hear the pro-lifers. Why not just, and again, we're not talking about rape, incest, and even in those cases, which is another phone call too.
Yeah.
But why not the right to just not, since the law of God is always so wrong and oppressive, that's why he says don't do that before marriage. And of course there are, you know, marriages, I guess, that don't want it either. But I guess overall what I'm saying is that not a reasonable point of, not argument, but a kind of a point to throw out? Well, have you thought about your choice just not to be protected, or just don't
right.
do it?
Exactly. And that's something that we need to kind of ramp up that conversation, Monique, and say, hey, we don't even have to have the abortion conversation if you get control of your sex life and choose not to have sex outside of marriage, because God's way always works. Monique, I'm up against the break, but thanks for calling in. 866-34-TRUTH.
Oh, angel said from above, you know you make my world light up.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, just giving you an opportunity today here on the air to share your reaction to everything that's gone on since Friday. Just the decision itself, overturning Roe versus Wade after almost 50 years. It'll be 50 years next, beginning of next year. In 2023, from 1973, but your reaction, good, bad, and different, maybe just you personally, if you have a story behind that, perhaps just watching the mainstream media or people on the left or the pro-choice crowd melting down and going apoplectic, however you want to share today regarding this one, I'll give you the opportunity to do that. 866-348-7884 is the number, as always, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. By the way, for all my friends on YouTube Live and Facebook Live, we're just having some software issues here in the studio, so we're working on that to try to get back live on those platforms. So we'll do that as soon as we can. But let's go to Chuck calling in. Chuck, thanks so much for calling and holding. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Steve, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I remember back in the early 70s, living in Chicago, my wife had three miscarriages. We lost one boy at 6 months.
Man.
And so abortion always, you know, I wasn't living for the Lord then, but I still thought it was wrong. And they had, at that time, that's when Bernard Nathanson quit doing abortion, or supervisor, he quit. And he was an atheistic Jew then. And I remember Martin Marty from Christian Century, I don't know, it was a half-liberal magazine, I don't know exactly, but he said to Marty, because I guess he said to Nathanson, well, what about the baby's soul? And they said, well, I don't have any, I don't believe in the soul. So, you know, he's trying to nail him on it, you know. But yeah. I think Nathanson became a believer before he died. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, he did. And I think it was Nathanson
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And I think it was Nathanson that did the Silent Scream video. And yeah, he came to the realization that through his own child and what they experienced, that he was killing babies. He never tried to massage the language after it. He just said, that's it. And we can't do this anymore. We can't kill children.
Yeah.
And yeah, just an amazing turnaround. I was going to say that needs to be our prayer and our hope for everybody that supports abortion today. People that have had abortion and are still supporting it. People that are proud of it. People that are operating out of a reprobate mind. Is that, you know, if a hardcore abortionist that's killed thousands of children can be changed, then anybody can.
Yep. Yeah. The God's conscience that he gave human beings, believers and non-believers, still works.
Yep, that's exactly right. He's still on the throne. Praise such the a great point.
I would never, and praise the Lord for Donald Trump. I would say this about President Trump. He might be crude, rude, and socially unacceptable, but we just love him.
Yeah. Yeah, especially on this one, so you got to give some credit where credit is due. Thanks for calling, Chuck. God bless you.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. 866-348-7884. We'd love to hear from you and just hear what you're thinking, what you're feeling, your thoughts. Where do we go from here? What do you think is going to happen next? And did you see anything? Have you experienced anything with the backlash from Roe versus Wade overturning on Friday? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Elaine calling in. Elaine, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling to let you know that when I was very young, I was pregnant, like 1, 2, 3, but third time pregnant, I was having some marital problems, so I didn't know where it would last or not. So I went to Planned Parenthood. I was really young. I didn't know what it was really about. I thought it was going to try to help me find other ways, you know, to do besides birth control and all, because I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And I was having marital problems, so I went in, and she said, oh, honey, you're too far along. I said, what? She said, to have an abortion. I said, I'm not getting an abortion. I didn't know that's what you're about. I thought you're just going to help us other ways. And I said, no, I would never do that. So I walked out. And I couldn't believe it. I think that a lot of young people, maybe, like me, when I was young, did not understand what they stand for, because they don't say abortion clinic.
Right.
They say Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And I just misunderstood. But I couldn't believe it, and I've been telling everybody when I got older, and I have 4 lovely boys. I lost 1 to a drunk driver, which I had to learn to forgive, and I give God the credit for anything I say, if it helps anybody. But it took me a while, but he didn't. 3 times he was stopped, and last time my baby's not here. He was 4. But anyway, I was a single mom with 3 kids, and I have another son by someone else. But anyway, what I called also about is that why don't we try to pass the law that when these mothers goes into Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, show them a film of how it's done, I bet they will walk out.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's always been the full disclosure argument's always been one that people have tried for years. And just to get them to force them to look at an ultrasound so they can see it's not some blob of cells, that it's actually, oh, there's 2 eyes and a nose and 2 ears and there's a heartbeat and there's arms and legs and everything else. Knowledge always will lead people. Honesty and knowledge will usually lead people out of that once they come face to face with the reality of what's happening.
Another thing is that I did not understand. I met some people that work with clinics, and some of them left the job, nursing.
Yeah. Yep.
And I didn't know how involved was, but I had heard recently that a baby was alive and they can put it on the table until the mother decides if she wants to have it killed or not. And
it's ghastly.
I could not believe this. Yep. How far have we got?
That's right.
You know, I couldn't. And I'm.
Well, there's several. That's right. Well, there's several states now. Elaine, a couple years ago in New York, they passed a law that allowed for abortion right up to the moment of delivery, and they were all clapping, and they lit a bunch of buildings up pink. And another state just passed the same law. You can do abortions right up to the point of delivery. Yeah, it's barbarism, and it's satanic to the core. There's no other way to describe it.
But I did not know that. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I've got more active in politics, and I cannot believe that. Yeah. I mean, who does that?
I know.
And I just turn over to God because it's so big, and yet it's that our politicians, which I know all of them probably don't know the Lord, but I hope they do before they die.
Amen.
But to even say this is okay, I mean, but we need to pass laws that these mothers don't, they see this, and they will probably walk out. I believe
will. Yeah, I agree with you, Elaine. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and God bless you for all you do.
Thank you, ma'am. God bless you, too. Thanks so much. Let's jump over to Trey, who's calling in from North Carolina. Trey, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well, sir. Hey, you know one thing that that folks fail to realize, especially in this abortion thing, this thing's turned into a billion-dollar industry, and mm-hmm. people fail to realize that, you know, it's not really necessarily about rights anymore. It's really going up against big business at this point.
Sure.
Because the big business has just gone in there to do that. And I think a lot of times people have misconstrued the thing where they go in and they say, well, you know, we're going for rights and rights and rights. But in essence, a lot of times the big business, they'll hide behind some kind of smoke screen, and really it's going up against big business at this point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood certainly has an ideological position, but I think the thing that overrides all of that is the fact that they're swimming in cash, and cash that happens to be covered in the blood of the unborn. But that's a great point. Trey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Thanks for your encouragement.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. Bye now.
When we come back, we'll go to my buddy Clay, but I want to hear from you as well. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH, your reaction to the overturn of Roe. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. Okay, that's a little Johnny Cash right there. And tonight I'm going to go see the new Elvis movie with two of our kids. And that's supposed to be excellent. Our youngest daughter saw it the other day and just said it was just amazing. So it'll be interesting to see. And so I'll go see that tonight, and I'll bring that up. I don't know if I'll have time tomorrow. I'm trying to see what's going on. Today is Monday, right? So I'll be in tomorrow, and then we're going to have Jacob Arthur on tomorrow. He is a local businessman that I told you before. We're going to start featuring some of our Wake County School Board candidates that we need to take over the school board. We just do. I mean, I'm not going to mince words there, whether you live here in Wake County or somewhere else in North Carolina or some other state. Odds are you got to take over your school board. And that's what we're up to here in North Carolina and here in Wake County in the Raleigh area. I'm going to do everything I can with the platform I've been given to help aid that. So tomorrow we'll have Jacob Arthur on, and he'll talk about his run and getting involved, and all the things that he's concerned about for the Wake County School Board, and live and learn from that and apply that wherever you live if you're not here locally. And get involved. You cannot sit on the sideline and do nothing as our children continue to be indoctrinated. So we'll be back at it tomorrow with Jacob. And then Wednesday, my good buddy Stu Epperson Jr. is going to fill in with a couple of great ministry guests. We've got some family business to attend to on Wednesday, but I'll be back Thursday for Theology Thursday, and then here on Friday. Next week with the 4th of July, I'll pretty much be out all week. But Pastor Chris Connell is going to come in. Matthew Winslow, who serves our state here diligently in the North Carolina House of Representatives, he and his wife are going to come in and talk about marriage and marriage counseling. That's going to be great. They're going to be here next Wednesday, the 6th. My buddy Chris Connell, Pastor Chris, will be in next Friday, the 8th. I'm trying to pre-record Theology Thursday for next Thursday, the 7th. Not sure what we're doing on Tuesday, the 5th. And then on Monday, the 4th, if you happen to be listening, just radio only, not on Facebook or YouTube. A show I did a couple of years ago with the full story behind the Declaration of Independence, which is what we celebrate on July 4th, our Independence Day. So a lot going on, but I won't be here myself next week, and looking forward to spending time with family and doing some fun stuff. Anyway, today just giving you an opportunity to call in and share your reactions to Roe versus Wade being overturned last Friday, the good, the bad, and the ugly, what you've seen out there over the weekend, maybe perhaaps conversations you've had. I'd like to ask you what happened at the church you're attending yesterday. That's a question I'd like answered. What happened at your church that you attend? Did they bring it up? Did they dance around it? Did they lean into it? Did they handle it well? What'd you think about that? 866-348-7884. I'd really be curious to hear about how your church handled it yesterday. 866-348-7884 is the number here for the show, or 866-34-TRUTH, your personal reactions or anything that you've seen since Friday when Roe versus Wade was overturned. Thank you, Father. And I'd love to hear it and share it. Let's talk about these things together. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to my buddy Clay calling in right here in the Raleigh area. Hey, bro, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Hey, well, hey, brothers. It's great to be able to talk to you. I like it better when you and I can converse and have conversations about what the Lord is doing. But, you know, it's amazing how last Friday happened. And I'll share with you the blessing that came about. I go to this men's Bible study, and it's a First Baptist, and Pastor Davis is the pastor there. And a man shared with me about being able to go, you know, went to the Palace Point in near Roxborough and showed the movie 2,000 Mules. Hmm. And, you know, I was having an off day. And, you know, of course, when I got up Friday, I got to hear the wonderful, blessed news that our Supreme Court, godly men and women, no matter what people might think, that the Lord blessed this country the way he did after 49 and a half years. That's 49 and a half. We're 5-6 months short of 50 years. But the Lord did this. And see, this is because people have been praying and praying and praying and praying about this. As we pray about other stuff, the Lord prayed for these men and women that sit up there in the Supreme Court. Thank you, Jesus, amen, for this. You know, Pastor Davis brought this up yesterday. Before he got to preach his message in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, talked about the sowing of the seed. Pastor Davis brought it up. Then I went to a Bible study and prayer meeting at another church off of 98 in southern Durham, and they talked about it just a little bit. And it's just really sad to me, brother, that, you know, people are just, you know, are so off balance.
Yeah.
We need to realize, we need to understand that the Bible talks about this. Our lieutenant governor, you know, has been saying abortion is murder. And just to hear the things that I've heard on Truth Radio over the weekend and today, it's just like, we're being disobedient.
Yeah.
People like that are being disobedient. Why are you going to have thousands of people? Well, I mean, I don't know if it's thousands. I wasn't there, but in different cities, stand or walk or whatever in the middle of an interstate or road and block people. Suppose somebody is coming by in an ambulance or whatever. I wish I could say what happened to me today, but I don't want to take up a lot of time. I'm just thankful. This is why it's called Truth Radio, because people like yourself, people like Brother Stu, Brother Robbie, are bringing this out. You get to hear these pastors on Truth Radio talk about that stuff. I heard a few of them, not everybody that's on you know, that's on the list. Then when they come out, I heard a few of them over the weekend say that we still need to be in prayer about this because it's so helpful and it's so important.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
You know,
lots of work to do.
You shared something with me not that long ago that I'm very thankful for, that I've been praying about, and which I'm hoping and praying will happen, because the Lord's going to bless this land. And you know, just real quick, Pastor David Jeremiah, who's on twice a day on Truth Radio, he shared something back in the middle part of March. He says, and people have been asking him, he says, why has God the Father not brought the wrath on this country? One of the things he talked about, he asked a question, he says, is America in prophecy? The main thing that he brought about is that we are doing missions, and we just did a big mission for what the Supreme Court made their decision on.
Sure, that's right. Yep.
That's a God-given blessing, man. People need to be saying, thank you, Jesus,
amen,
for this overall situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and there's still, I mean, I got to get to some other callers, Clay. But, yeah, I mean, we have to continue to praise the Lord, but don't act like it's vacation time, because it isn't. And the number of abortions and the needs around the country, it's going to get a little different from state to state. But children are still dying, and lots of states are going to become even more of a mission ground because they're going to double down. And it's going to get worse and more depraved and dark there. And then in other states where we're going to be able to shine the light of the truth and for life. And so we have to keep working. But I think it's great that we praise the Lord and continue to praise him and give him thanks for this because he did it. But then we have to remember that the battle still rages. We have to stay engaged. So anyway, always great to hear from you, Clay. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much.
Well, brother, I just want to remind people that no matter what anybody thinks, that the little thing in the fetus of a woman is a human being.
That's right.
And
yeah, no doubt about it.
That's so important.
That's right. Thanks. All right, pal.
All right, brother. Well, God bless
thanks,
you,
pal.
Man. Thank you,
you too.
For doing this.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. And there you go. And that's the thing. You know, be prayerful. Absolutely. Stay engaged. Absolutely. I would say double down. And like Amber Lehman said last Friday when she called in, she was on the front lines for 15 years, is that now the needs are even greater and you got to push that up. You're giving your sacrifice, your involvement in the cause, hopefully is more than just saying you're pro-life and voting that way every 2 years. I mean, we have to be the solution. And then where we have states where where abortion has been outlawed, thank God, and that's growing with each day at this point, then we have to have I'm all for engaging our state governments to help to provide ways to help some of these moms that are in these unplanned pregnancies and to try to keep them, say, hey, listen, we'll support you. We'll help you get on your feet. Let's get you connected with some faith, the faith-based community. Let's do what we can to walk them through that so they don't flee to another state to go have their child killed. Because that's what's going to be happening. And I read you a list the other day. You can go look it up yourself. There's a bunch of huge companies that are all saying, hey, we'll pay for it. We'll pay for your travel. We'll put you up. And by the way, if you have dependents, we'll pay for them. You need to go to California to get an abortion after 6 months. We'll pay for that. Levi Strauss, Hewlett Packard, Salesforce, Starbucks, Gucci, Paramount, Netflix, Tesla. That's your boy Elon Musk, right? Does some great things, and this is horrific. MasterCard, Amazon, Apple, of course, Lyft, Yelp, the Walt Disney Company, of course, Uber, and they're all saying, "Hey, we'll pay for your airfare, we'll pay for your hotel. You can go. We'll help you go get your child murdered somewhere else in the country if your state's so backwards." So this continues. So stop and praise the Lord and give him all the credit and all the glory because he deserves it all. And the arc of his goodness is sometimes longer than we want it to be, but it always bends towards justice, and we praise the Lord for that. But we have to stay engaged. So I'm going to start looking at bringing other ministries in and leaders to help us forge forward so that we know how we can help to reduce the number of abortions. And in our states where we can, outlaw it. Get rid of it. Be a city on a hill. At an individual state level, but across the nation, babies will still be dying and we need to stay engaged. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. I just shared a link on Facebook Live, the Steve Noble Show page, to an article. I don't feel like I thought I would. This was written by an author, a writer at Not the Bee. That's the serious news side of Babylon Bee. And if you have some mixed emotions, not in pro-choice in any way, just not quite as elated as perhaps you thought you would be on the heels of Roe versus Wade being overturned on Friday, as the darkness has seemed to get darker, the depravity more pronounced, the demonic activity and the things that people say. I put a picture up on Facebook just a little while ago of a young pregnant mom standing out in front of the Supreme Court. I mean, she's very pregnant. Like, she's going to give birth any day now. She's very young. And she writes on her enormous stomach, "Not yet a human." And she's going to give birth any day now. That's how big she is. "Not yet a human." To which I would just say, "Then, ma'am, what are you carrying inside of you? What species is that? What DNA does that thing have? And if I kicked you in the stomach right now, would you be offended? And if so, why?" But a reprobate mind, Romans 1, does not think logically. It's given over. Reread Romans 1 to sadly see exactly why we've been seeing what we've seen since Friday with Roe versus Wade being overturned. And, of course, our good friend David Fisher back in the house for a Money Monday update as the financial world continues to swirl about us and do all kinds of crazy things. David, good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Boy, it goes right along with what we chose for the scripture today, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, amen. That's definitely true. And this is and as we stand out, and I went out in front of an abortion clinic Saturday morning, and it was a very jubilant Christian crowd. I didn't really notice any overt hostility coming from the people working and volunteering at the abortion clinic. But that day's coming, especially here in North Carolina, if we actually can outlaw abortion one of these days. And then we've seen plenty of violence and degradation and attacks on abortion or pregnancy resource centers over the weekend. I think we'll continue to see that. But yeah, let's start there. 1 Peter 4:12, very apropos for where we're at.
Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though something strange were happening to you. So obviously the Christian walk is not without challenges, trials, and tribulation, because Jesus said, if you follow me, you'll have that.
Right.
We have that going on, Roe versus Wade. We have that going on in maybe many people that are hearing my voice. They're personally going through some challenges, spiritually, financially, economically, maybe in a relationship. It's part of life, and this is what makes us press into being in God's will, God's presence, and, you know, making him our all in all. The markets are going to go through more turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life has more turmoil. There will be more fires. But that's what draws us to the feet of Jesus, and
yeah,
that's where we should not embrace the trial, but fix our eyes upon him, the author and the finisher of our faith.
That's exactly right, and that's why it's kind of in my sanctified humor. I can laugh at the end of that. I smile a little bit at the end of 1 Peter 4:12, which comes upon you for your testing, as though something strange were happening to you. No, I mean, the author and perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ himself, was rejected even in his own hometown, rejected even by his own half-brother, so on and so forth. And so none of us should be surprised when that kind of stuff happens to us. But when we get laughed at and maligned and degraded and screamed at, and in some cases maybe even physically threatened, just remember that it's a privilege to suffer for the name of Christ, because that means you're his. And if you're his, that's the greatest privilege that one could ever have. So it's a great reminder today, David. Thank you for that, as always. Of course, we're something big picture, short term is kind of our phrase today. So let's we won't get too much in the details, but let's talk about kind of where we're headed. The big R word, recession. Are we going to have one? Obviously, we've got serious inflation. But what about the R word?
So recession is a bad word in this level of politics, but it's a natural part of the economy. I mean, just like the tide comes in, the tide
yeah,
goes out. Economic booms followed by economic busts. That's just how it is. So the short answer, Steve, is yes, absolutely, we're going to have a recession. And it could possibly, some saying it could be a biggie. The New York Fed said there's a 80% chance of a hard landing. Ken Langone, billionaire, one of the founders of Home Depot, said we're actually technically in an intellectual recession. He said that this morning. I watched the interview. Michael Harnett is saying, Bank of America, he's saying we're in a technical recession, but just don't realize it. So the recession is triggered when the gross domestic product, the GDP, declines or goes negative two quarters consecutively. So the first quarter, it decreased. It went down to 1.5%. The second quarter will come out the end of this month. The Fed Atlanta is estimating that this next GDP will go down from 1.5 down to 0.9. So this would be the official recession.
Yeah.
So that's coming up, and this would eliminate jobs. We would see, you know, layoffs. We already talked about layoffs on your program here
yeah,
last week.
Yep.
And so we're lining up with all the signals or all the evidence that we're headed to a recession, and a recession typically lasts 17 and a half months. So we're not even close to out of the woods because it hasn't started yet. We're long overdue. It should have happened 4.5 years ago. So the environment we're in, make sure you get 3 to 6 months of money to fall back on and not have 100% of your money in stocks right now, because those areas and real estate are very challenging and detrimental historically in recessions.
Oh, yeah. In recessions, everything kind of battens down the hatches, and there's a lot of prices to be paid there. It's good to know that. Good, but bad to know how long they typically last. So you've said before, David, that the Fed, you know, we know they're going to raise rates. They're going to do it several more times this year. It's going to be fascinating to see how high we are by the end of the year. But eventually that would stop and reverse course, and then they would lower rates. I mean, not that they're always going to be trying to monkey with the system and get the engine to run right. But is there any new evidence? What's kind of an update on that thinking?
So Ray Dalio, billionaire, he says he's warning that reducing inflation will come at a great cost. A former New York Fed chief, Bill Dudley, says, "I see several reasons for a much harder landing." He actually likened it under the cartoon, the Wile E. Coyote. He says, "We're headed off the cliff. Falling back to earth will be a pleasant experience." It will not be a pleasant experience. Yeah. I can quote a whole bunch of other people. Chen Lin, he's a founder of an asset management group. He says that we're possibly in a recession already, and we're going to be in a deep recession next year. He says, when you think about it, the interest rate on $30 trillion, we can barely manage the payment now. If the Fed raises rates to 4%, we'll have an uproar because we won't make the interest-only payment. And he says, and then you'll see a big change. So there's others that are coming out saying the Fed's going to pivot. Ken Niemeyer, he's a strategist. He says, get ready for a rate cut, a very small one, at the end of this year. That's going to start the process. So there's a lot of people coming out saying now in writing what I've been saying the last month and a half, 2 months now, that the Fed's going to pivot. We're starting to see some signs of it. But we're going to have a 4%, 3.5% rate hike before they pivot.
And so, you know, they're up in the train allegedly conducting. And up in there at the head of the train. Most of us are back here at the tail end getting whipped around. So what are the effects that this has on all of us just in our daily lives and loan rates and credit card rates and housing and all that kind of stuff? How do we get whipped around by all this?
Yeah, don't stand in front of the train. So there's going to be layoffs. They're coming. Real estate values probably will shrink. Stocks historically get hammered. If you have credit cards, those are non-fixed interest rate non-investments, but liabilities. Get them paid off. Get it under control. I've been saying this for a year and a half.
Now.
Mortgages. Make sure you have a fixed rate, not an ARM. Because when the ARM resets, it probably won't reset, you know, for a little bit here, but it's getting ready to, I would think. People have a harder time making that payment. That's when people start saying, I can't afford this house. Defaults happen and the snowball happens. So make sure you have your financial house in order. Do those simple things and get some food in advance that has a long shelf life because food prices are going to go up.
Yeah, and that sounds crazy, but it isn't. And we've got history on our side on that one. How does gold and silver kind of play into all of this? And using it again, as we've been talking for years, I talk about the teeter totter, and we've got all our kind of irregular things that we think about on this end, a lot of stocks and your house, whatever. But what's on the other end of the teeter totter? Or when your sail is up above and there's bad wind coming like there is right now, what do you have underneath your sailboat to balance it out? So talk to us about using gold and silver in that respect.
So gold is really strong. It's flat for the year, but people are saying, why are you saying it's strong? Because the dollar is up almost 9%. So gold should be down 25, 30%. It's not. It shows the strength of gold. A central bank report came out from the World Gold Council. All central banks are not selling an ounce of gold the last 2 years, and there's a huge amount of buying going on the next 2 years. Gold held its face in the pressure of the Fed raising rates this last time. It should have dropped $50, $75. It didn't. It actually went up. So gold is doing exactly what I said it would do. Here's a report real quickly from a guy, Peter Kroth. He's saying, he wrote the big silver bull market, the great silver bull market. He says gold is going to $500, $5,000. Silver is going to $300. Now's the time to be looking into this. Lots of others we don't have time to mention. I'll bring it up next time we're together. Get some education. Call my company and learn about that.
Yeah, so if they want to get their foot in the water, get their foot in the pool, start learning and understanding how gold and silver can play a role in their overall strategy, what do they do?
Give us a call. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
All right. God bless you, brother. Thank you for helping us as always. Have a great 4th of July. We're going to talk in a week and a half or so, but enjoy your time off, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, too, my friend. God bless.
All right, pal. God bless. We'll talk later. That was David Fisher, landmarkgold.com, as always. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.